Before buying a soundbar, make sure you first watch this video. Now in this video, I'm going to give you a quick buyer's guide on things which you should consider before you go out to get yourself a soundbar. Now save this video for later so that you don't forget. Now when you're getting a soundbar, the first thing you have to look out for is making sure that your soundbar either supports Dolby Digital Sound or Dolby Atmos. Now I'm sure some of you have heard about Dolby, some of you haven't, but Dolby is a technology that enhances the sound that is coming out of a music system to give you that special effect. You know, you can't exactly pinpoint where the sound is coming from. The sound flows all around you. That's what Dolby does. Now, if you're getting a soundbar that doesn't support either Dolby Digital or Dolby Atmos or Dolby DTS Virtual X, my brother, you're getting a glorified Bluetooth speaker. So don't. The first thing you're going to put into account, this is mostly for the movie lovers, make sure that your soundbar supports at least 5 channels. Now, what I mean by 5 channels is, usually most sound systems support 2 channels, meaning you have the right channel and the left channel. But if you're getting your soundbar for a theater-like experience, you'll have to get 5 channels. By 5 channels, you'll have 3 channels in front of you and 2 channels behind you so that you can have that immersive sound experience. But now, if you're getting your soundbar for only music, that doesn't really matter because most music is recorded in 2 channels and it won't make use of the extra channels. Now, the next thing you have to look out for is how many watts that soundbar has. Now, usually watts determine the level of loudness that a soundbar can go up to, but it's not always the case. But in most cases, that is it. In most cases, the more watts you have, the bigger the sound stage you're going to have. So more watts, in most cases, equals more loudness. So if you want something that is going to be very loud, make sure you go for more watts. But if you want a soundbar for just your space, maybe your living room, something like 240 watts will be just fine. Then lastly, you have to look out for inputs. How many inputs does your soundbar support? Now, ideally, a soundbar must have either HDMI ARC input or optical input. Now, those two inputs make sure that you're maintaining sound fidelity, your sound is lossless quality, and you're not losing any quality. So your sound, you're hearing it the way the producer intended you to hear it. Otherwise, if your sound doesn't support one of those two, you're going to get compressed audio, which is not going to sound as good as the original lossless audio. So you can repost this or share it with a friend whom you think may need to know this before they go out buying a soundbar for themselves.